There were several questions. I'm not quite sure if I understood all of them in connection. I want to mention that there are many different police registers. We have one specific register concerning missing people, a unified register, and this is mainly when a person is believed to be dead, a missing person believed to be dead. All relevant information will be fed into this register, but also after, I think, 3 months, if a person has been missing for that time, this register will also contain this information, which is then all about identifiable issues concerning the person. And otherwise, there are extensive police registers, which means that police in any part of Norway will be able to identify if they have a person, meet a person who has been reported missing. They will be able to identify this person, even if that is in another part of the country. There were questions also about how the police registers concerning people in detention may be lacking information. I'd like to point to the fact that we have a new instruction for the police for the use of police detention in force from September the 1st this year. The main issue in this instruction is really that it outlines very clearly who is responsible for notifying, writing into the register whatever happens, and it's full of specific demands for what information should be fed into the system at what point. Everything, of course, concerning obligations under the convention, and many more details, which are everything that happens to the person in detention, any contact with lawyers, any contact with doctors, everything has to be fed into the system. This is, of course, following criticism and an understanding that sometimes there is information missing or information that does not seem important at the time, but later becomes vital to document. So this, we believe that this new document is a very comprehensive one, and hopefully also is very strict in pointing out which of the various roles within either the chief of the arrest or the person with a daily responsibility or whoever is responsible then for feeding into the system. So I think this is a great advance in compared to the previous instruction. Thank you.
Just for me to make